Welcome to American Mosaic in VOA Special English. I'm Doug Johnson. This week we answer a question about the life of magician Harry Houdini. We also play music by some of this year's biggest concert moneymakers. But first, we visit the former home of one of America's best-loved writers. One of America's best-loved writers of short stories was William Sidney Porter, better known as O. Henry. Beginning in 1893, he lived with his family in a house in Austin, Texas. It is now a museum. Catherine Cole has our story.
Visitors to central Austin will find many huge hotels and modern buildings. It would be easy to miss one very small old house where one of America's favorite writers once lived. It is now called the O. Henry Museum. It was saved from destruction, moved, and turned into a museum in 1934. The museum is a good way to learn about the interesting life of O. Henry. William Porter rented this house in Austin and lived there with his wife Ethel and daughter Margaret for about 2 years. Many objects in the museum belong to the Porters. Others did not, but are in the house to recreate the way it looked during their lifetime. Our guide takes us into the living room.
Another important piece in the room is the original photograph over here. That was taken here in the house at 1895. The piano dates back to the 1860s, and his wife took lessons on it when she first moved to Austin.
William Porter did not start his career as a successful writer. He worked at a pharmacy, farm, land office, and bank. He also loved words and writing. The museum has special proof of Porter's love of language, his dictionary.
Very, very well used. It's said that he has read every word in that dictionary.
Porter started a small publication called The Rolling Stone.
We have a copy of the Rolling Stone magazine. He wasn't being published early on, so he published himself.
His funny stories, poems, and drawings were published in the magazine, but it was too costly to continue for long, so he closed the project after about 1 year. Other troubles would lead the Porters to leave Austin. Porter was accused of financial wrongdoing at the bank and lost his job. Fearing a trial, he fled the country. But he returned because his wife was dying. After her death, he faced trial and was found guilty. He served 3.5 years in federal prison in Ohio. William Porter would keep his time in prison a secret, but there was one good thing about it. It provided him with time to write. By the time of his release, he had published 14 stories and was becoming well known as O. Henry. Porter would later move to New York City and find great success there. He published over 380 stories in the last 8 years of his life. One of his most famous stories is The Gift of the Magi. You can hear it next Saturday, December 25th, on the special English program, American Stories.
Our listener question this week comes from Anemina Rayente Vallejo, who wants to know about the life of magician Harry Houdini. His real name was Eric Weiss. He was born in Budapest, Hungary, in 1874. His father was a rabbi, a Jewish religious leader. His family moved to the United States 2 years later. Young Eric loved show business. At the age of 9, he called himself the Prince of the Air as he performed on a swing high above the audience. But Eric always dreamed of becoming a magician. One of his favorite entertainers was a French magician named Jean-Eugène Robert Houdin. Eric took his last name, changed the pronunciation, added an I, and began calling himself Harry Houdini. At first, he performed many different kinds of magic. But in 1899, he decided to spend most of his time working on escapes. One of his most famous tricks was the Chinese water torture. His feet were locked together and he was lowered upside down into a glass box filled with water. A curtain was placed in front of the box so the audience could not see how he did the trick. Several minutes would go by. Just when everyone was sure the great Houdini had drowned, the curtain would drop. There stood Houdini on the stage, free from the deadly box. Harry Houdini also was famous for escaping from handcuffs. He said he would give $100 to anyone who could lock him into a set of handcuffs from which he could not escape. In his long career, he never had to pay the money. Harry Houdini enjoyed a long career as a magician and escape artist. He wrote books and performed in movies. He became the most famous magician in the world. But it all came to an end on Halloween, October 31st, 1926. Houdini died after being hit several times in the stomach by a college student. In October, the Jewish Museum in New York City opened an exhibit called Houdini, Art and Magic. Visitors can see old photographs, posters, and videos of his escapes. They can also see some of the things he used in his magic tricks, including a straitjacket and 11 pairs of handcuffs. Although Houdini did not believe in talking with the dead, his wife, Bess, tried to communicate with his spirit. Did she succeed? This Sunday on the special English program, People in America, we will tell more about Houdini's magic and how he lived and died. And we will also tell you why the words Rosabelle, believe, are important for musicians around the world. Americans attended fewer live music shows this year, and there were fewer concerts than last year. That is the report from Billboard magazine's yearly study of the subject. But Billboard's box score also shows a few musicians still had some very profitable concert tours this year. Barbara Klein has more.
Who made the most money this year in a concert series? Rock and roll band Bon Jovi. Billboard says it has sold more than $145 million worth of tickets. The band has played 69 sold-out shows. The Circle Tour continues into next year. Bon Jovi will have performed in 30 countries during the series of shows. Recently, the 27-year-old band released a Greatest Hits album. Here, Bon Jovi performs I'll Be There For You from 1988.
I guess this time you're really leaving. I heard your suitcase say goodbye. As my broken heart lies bleeding, you say true love is suicide. You say you cry a thousand rivers, and now you're swimming for the shore. You let me drown in my tears, and you won't see me anymore. I'm praying to God for one more chance. I'll be there for you. Five words I swear to you, when you breathe, I wanna be the air for you. I'll be there for you. I live and I die for you. Steal a song from the sky for you. Words can't say what love can do. I'll be there for you.
Lady Gaga also had a big year with her concert series. She made about $110 million on her tour. She performed at more than 120 shows. Last week, Billboard magazine named Lady Gaga its Artist of the Year. Only 6 other women have made the list. They include names like Madonna and Taylor Swift. Here is Lady Gaga performing her Grammy-nominated song, Bad Romance. Irish band U2 also had successful concerts this year. The stage design of U2 360 puts the band in the middle of the audience. U2 formed in 1978. It has been together even longer than Bon Jovi. We leave you with a U2 song from 2000. Here is Beautiful Day.
The heart is a blue, shoots up through the stony ground. There's no room, no space to rent in this town. You're out of luck, and the reason that you had to care, the traffic is stuck, and you're not moving anywhere. Thought you found a friend to take you out of this place, someone you can lend a hand in return for grace. It's a beautiful day.
I'm Doug Johnson. Our program was written by Dana Demange, Jim Tedder, and Katie Weaver, who also was our producer. Join us again next week for American Mosaic, VOA's radio magazine in special English. Even if that